Ask yourself this question. Where do you look for comfort or escape apart from Christ? Is it food, scrolling, anger, or something else? Today's devotion reveals why self-indulgence is secretly stealing your joy and how to find real pleasure in God instead. This message will challenge what you think freedom really means. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. And we are in our series on loving our neighbor. A great series on how do we change our hearts so that in the public square, we actually love people. We care for people. And that in the Word of God is so incredibly important because it says, as the love of each other grows cold, lawlessness increases. How many of us can agree that we need to be more patient, more kind, that we need to be able to speak truth and love to each other in the public square? So we are going to dive in. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. You are helping us lay a foundation of support so that we can take the Word of God out to every area in Washington State and make sure that people know about Jesus. So let's read our scripture today. It starts in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14. Now, I've been asked, why do we read the same scriptures when we're in our series? Why do we read it over and over and over? Well, one, if you're like me, you forget what it says. Two, it helps us have context. And three, it brings us down to that place where we go, that's me. The repetition really does help us. So it says this, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. For this, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do this knowing that the time that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed. The night is almost gone and the day is near. Therefore, let us lay aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave properly as in the day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity and sensuality, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh in regards to its lust. So we're going to talk about rejecting indulgent sins today. The big idea is this. The gospel calls us out of self-indulgence, a self-indulgent lifestyle, into a holy pleasure in God. Finding our pleasure in Almighty God. Let me read that again. The gospel calls us out of self-indulgent lifestyles into holy pleasure in God. So you have to ask yourself, as you go into the public square today, as you hit that supermarket, is it all about pleasure? I mean, it's amazing when you walk through the malls, you see images of things that just can be distracting to your walk with God. And you can look at that and it can be self-indulgent, or you can look at that and get your eyes set on Jesus. And so we want to find our pleasure in God. And we want to ask you this question. Where do you look for comfort or escape apart from Christ? This is an important question. Where do you look for comfort or escape apart from Christ? So that is why we have such a huge pornography problem in our society, in our culture. That is why so often we find ourselves overeating. We find ourselves doing the things that just are not pleasing unto the Lord. And you look at these sins here that he lists. He says, let us behave properly, not in carousing. That is escaping, right? Not in drunkenness. That is escaping. Not in sexual promiscuity. That is escaping. It's finding comfort in these items. Not in sensuality. That is escaping. Not in strife. I don't know if that's escaping. That might be attacking. And not in jealousy. That might be attacking as well. But you get the idea that these sins can be self-indulgence so that we can escape the things of this world. And we got to step back. There's a great scripture in Galatians, and it's chapter 5. I love this chapter. It says, "For you are called to freedom, brethren." This is verse 13. "Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another." That is what we're called to, is to serve each other. Love, serve one another. "For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" There's that law that comes in. "But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." In other words, you won't have self-indulgent desires. "For the flesh sets its desires against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." All right, so we have this spiritual battle going on. And yes, it needs to be a battle. But we have this battle going on. And are we resisting self-indulgence? Think about that for a moment. "But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the things like these." So this is not an exhaustive list. It's the things like these. "Of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." So if you practice self-indulgence, the list here, and it could be more than these things, but the ones that Paul gives us in Galatians, immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and the rest. If you practice such things, you're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. "But the fruit of the Spirit is love," joy, "peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such thing, there is no law." And I'll just tell you, the more intimate the relationship, in other words, your spouse, your kids, whatever it might be, the closer you are to people, it is easier for our flesh to become the evident, our evidence, our self-indulgence. We're like, "I deserve this." And we can somehow have outbursts of anger or disputes or dissensions or factions. Those kind of things can happen easier because I don't know if it's because we feel safe or we're more selfish in those relationships. We're not as willing to lay down our life for them, that we forget that. What does God call us to our most intimate relationships? To love each other, to have joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, patience, gentleness, self-control. And this is something we're all in process with. We're all walking so that we don't indulge our flesh when it comes to our spouse and those around us, and even our neighbor or our enemy. Think about that for a minute. Who is your enemy? Who is the one that you just cannot stand? Is that a political party? Is that a person at church? Is that someone in your pew neighborhood? Who is it? And have you allowed the fruit of the Spirit to begin to move in those areas? Now, those who belong to Christ have crucified the flesh. And this is what's important. In our self-indulgence, we need to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us walk by the Spirit. Man, what a day that will be. That we walk in the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. So what's my point for you today? As you go through the public square today, which forms of escape or self-indulgence are most tempting for you? How can you pursue healthier rhythms of rest that honor God? Okay. And what boundaries or filters might you need regarding substances, media, or relationships? Do you need some boundaries there? Think about those things. God wants to use you mightily. We know that we are here to honor and glorify him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this great day that you've given us. Lord, open our eyes to the areas of self-indulgence, those passions and desires and envying and boasting and strife and jealousy and anger and disputes and drunkenness and carousing, all the things, God. Open our eyes to ways that we stumble. God, even with those that we're close to, God, give us a heart that is a servant's heart today. Change us from the inside out. Mold us and shape us into the likeness of your son, Jesus Christ. And it's in his name I pray. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.